Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allen tried to sneak. He got nothing, or so it appeared.
They got it! They got it! They did it! They did it! Not yes! Not yes! Hell yes!
Here's CDOT.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up at the top of the hour, I'll tell you how I think this is a need game for the Kansas City Chiefs. But right now, let's head to Nashville, Tennessee, and be joined by one of my favorite guests. He is Zach Bingham from A to Z Sports to help us preview Chiefs and Titans this weekend. Zach, how you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Zach, I have to ask you this before we kick things off. If you were Sean McDermott, what would you have done on that fourth down play?
The only thing that I would have done differently is instead of rushed to the line of scrimmage for the QB sneak, I think I would have taken my time. Everybody and their mother knew they were going to QB sneak it. You have Josh Allen. I think that's the right call. But I think that's why Josh Allen slipped on that fourth down call and ended up costing him the game. But benefited the Titans in a big Monday night thriller. That was a fun one to watch.
Yeah, it absolutely was. So I've been saying that there's five contenders in the AFC. I've been including Tennessee in my five contenders. I think Buffalo's the best team in the AFC despite what happened on Monday, but I think two through five are pretty interchangeable. Do you look at Tennessee as being a true Super Bowl contender?
I think they absolutely are because of the division they play in helps them get better seating in the playoffs. And especially with that Bills win on Monday night, well, I assume we're going to be talking a little bit about this Chiefs game on Sunday, which is massive for both teams. But, yeah, I think the Titans are absolutely contenders. They've got the best running back in the league and has been for the last three years. It's really about their defense, getting healthy, and can Julio Jones and A.J. Brown – become the players for this team in the playoffs the way that we all think that they should. And I think that makes them contenders. They have the roster. It's just about putting it together and where and who they're going to be playing in the playoffs.
So yesterday, Zach, we played this game, and I'll allow you the opportunity to play. I think these have been the four best running backs over the last 20 years. I think it's been Derrick Henry, Tomlinson, Falk, and Adrian Peterson. If you had to eliminate one of them, who would you eliminate?
Ooh, man. I would say Marshall Falk because you got the greatest show on turf. You got Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, and Kurt Warner. LT was kind of a standalone, and then Adrian Peterson, I mean, the 2,000-yard rusher and what he did after the ACL and what he was proving, he was kind of the one-man show. I think that's kind of why I would give the answer that I did is LT, Derrick Henry, and Adrian Peterson are all one-man wrecking crews, and they impacted the game singularly. I think Falk, and it's not his fault, I think he had help.
That was the answer that I gave yesterday, because I look at LT. He's a guy I think can catch 100 balls out of the backfield. Adrian Peterson, I think he's the best running back of his generation. What makes Derrick Henry so special is he's the only running back in the league to me that basically his success dictates whether they win or lose. I can't say that about Nick Chubb. I can't say that about Kareem Hunt. Can't say that about Alvin Kamara or Christian McCaffrey. Great running backs in their respect. Tennessee, they come and go as well as Derrick Henry plays. So I look at him as being arguably the most valuable player in the NFL. And to your point about not having as much help as some of those other guys, I'm actually with you. I voted off Marshall Faulk as well.
Well, yeah, you talk about the one man, hey, like-minded individuals. That's why I like coming on this show. I'll give you a quick quiz and to kind of solidify our notion. Who is the second leading rusher on the Titans team?
I'm going to guess Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, it's not even a backup running back. So that tells you everything that you need to know. That's good trivia answer right there. But I think we are aligned in why Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, and LT are just a smidge above Marshall Faulk in this conversation.
Right now we're talking to Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports in Nashville, taking a closer look at the Tennessee Titans. Zach, what do you think changed for this team? Because if you really go back and look at it, that game against Kansas City then became one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best team in the NFL, over the next 2.5 seasons. And Tennessee has been a drastically different team since they last played Kansas City in the regular season. What do you think changed with the Titans?
I think that Mike Vrabel and this roster started to really have success in the face of adversity. Because if you remember, after that game, the Titans, they went on to the AFC Championship game to fall to the Kansas City Chiefs, and they were up 10-0 early in that game. But the Chiefs were a better team, and they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. And then you look at last year, the Chiefs maintained. I think the Titans, they had a massive win last year against the Baltimore Ravens in the regular season. Now, they weren't able to put it together in the playoffs, and that's who bounced them. But I think that Mike Vrabel, they finally have an identity of this football team. Derrick Henry has brought the toughness, the hard-nosed work ethic, that I'm going to run you over, and then I'm going to keep running to the end zone. And I think that type of identity and character helps in adversity. And in the NFL, we know by Vegas spreads, it's going to be close games. You're going to be it's going to be one possession games. You're going to have to get a field goal. And I think the Titans have done a good job, but what the Chiefs have been able to achieve better than the Titans is the Titans, when they get in spots in the playoffs, Ryan Tannehill has to play better. Their quarterback has got to rise above. And you've seen Mahomes do that. Tannehill has not been able to do that for consecutive games to get them to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly what happened last year in their playoff loss against the Baltimore Ravens. Was Baltimore did a good job slowing down Derrick Henry, and Ryan Tannehill just looked incapable of sort of elevating the rest of that roster. Speaking of Tannehill, what's been going on this year? Because his first 2 years as a starter, he played pretty fantastic. 55 touchdown passes, 13 interceptions over those 2 years. So far, you look at his completion percentage is down, his touchdown ratio is down, his interception numbers are up, and his quarterback rating is down 20 points. What's going on this season with Tannehill?
Well, two words. Todd Downing, brand new offensive coordinator. Arthur Smith, who now is the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, left. That's the big change. And Todd Downing it's taken him some time to figure out this type of roster. Over the last couple of years when Tannehill was thriving, they had good tight end play. This year, they decided to go Julio Jones route, right? Trade and go maybe more wide receiver heavy. And Todd Downing, the new offensive coordinator, I think has really impacted Ryan Tannehill's play. Plus, early on in the season, the Titans struggled in pass protection. Their offensive line, Taylor Lewan, who will actually be out Sunday's game in concussion protocol, as we saw that scene on Monday night. Good thing he's okay, but not enough to go. But the protection of Tannehill forced him into bad spots, and that's why the numbers are not aligning. But I will say, Todd Downing has gotten better from week one to week seven or heading into week seven. So I think he's just had to get a comfort level with Tannehill, but that's the reason why. That's the big difference, is the change in OC.
Keeping it with the injuries, Taylor Lewan, as you just alluded to, looks like he's going to be out for this game. What's the status on Julio Jones?
So Julio, man, it is very weird. That has been, here in Nashville, that has been a big topic of conversation, because they sat him out 2 weeks against the Jets, in which they lost, which was embarrassing, and then the Jags. He came back last week or on Monday night for the Bills, and then they had to sit him down in the fourth quarter. He was unable to go. But prior to that Bills game, the media asked him about his hamstring, and he goes, hamstring? Like he didn't even know that was the injury. So he was playing some game. They sit him down in the fourth quarter because of an injury. He's got limited participation this week. I think Chiefs fans are going to be lucky, because Julio Jones will not be 100%, and I would be surprised if he plays all of the snaps as a healthy Julio Jones would. I don't even know if he'll play. I think that we'll find out a little bit closer to game time on Sunday. But you're not going to get peak Julio Jones on Sunday against the Chiefs defense.
One of my sayings is that your window is never as open for as long as you think it's going to be open. And whenever you think a player maybe has 3 years left, he really has like 18 months left. Man, Julio Jones was probably one of the five best receivers in the league 2 years ago. Last year, he basically missed the entire season. You then trade for him. He's now battling with hamstring injuries. It's sad, but this sort of feels like the end of the great Julio Jones that we had an opportunity to watch for, it feels like, 15 years dating back to his time at Alabama.
Yeah, they're not going to get that Julio Jones. I think what the Titans are wanting to get out of him is a guy who can distract people away from A.J. Brown. You know, it's the passing of the baton, because A.J. Brown has been, I mean, you saw that on Monday night, 0 catches for 0 yards in the first half, and then he ended with 91, and he had food poisoning. And that guy's a gamer. And I think Julio's role will obviously change, and I think it started to change in Atlanta with Calvin Ridley, and obviously they drafted Kyle Pitts and traded Julio away. But he now has to become the true number two and catch the ball when he's thrown to, but really make the defense honest so it opens up more outlets for the Titans' other superstar and the real wide-receiving superstar, A.J. Brown.
Right now we're talking to Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports in Nashville for a couple of more minutes here. If the Titans win this game and pull off the upset, which I'm surprised that the line is Chiefs -5.5, that feels like a big number, especially with Tennessee coming off that win on Monday night against Buffalo. What happens for Tennessee to win, aside from Derrick Henry being, well, Derrick Henry?
The Chiefs defense has to play really, really bad from start to finish. And you guys have seen a little bit of that. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes has been, as you guys know, maybe he's been uncharacteristically bad at times. We're not used to that type of Mahomes. We're used to great Mahomes. And I think that the Titans' offense, if they can get rolling on the other side of Derrick Henry in the passing game and continue to keep the gas on, the one difference with the Titans from this year than when you guys saw the Titans in the AFC Championship game a couple years ago and then that thriller in Nashville middle of that season, the Titans' pass rush has improved. They have been able to get to the quarterback. In that AFC Championship game, Harold Landry was dropping back in coverage because Mahomes was picking them apart. That has improved. And so I think the Titans can win. I'm curious about the 5.5, as you mentioned, of what Vegas is saying. This is a big game for both teams because – you know, the Chiefs have lost to really good opponents. I mean, you could say that the three losses are to the best teams in the AFC. Now they got another one of the best teams in the AFC. I think this is going to be a close game. I think this is going to be a good game. May come down to a field goal and who's more reliable, who gets that last possession.
Last thing here, you bring up Patrick Mahomes. at least a perception here, and I think the numbers kind of suggest that you can move the ball against Tennessee. You can score on Tennessee. That on one side of the coin, I don't trust Kansas City's defense to stop Derrick Henry because I don't really trust any team's ability to stop Derrick Henry. I also don't know if Tennessee matches up really well defensively against Patrick Mahomes. And in the same way that if you let Henry get going, it's going to be a long day for you, you can say almost that exact same thing about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, the Titans defense really has to make Mahomes run around. So, and I've watched all the Chiefs games, but from afar, you guys, you know this a lot better because you guys are there in Kansas City, you know, living and breathing it. But they got defensive issues, and their offensive line has not been as good as it has been the last couple of years. The Titans are going to have to get creative in making Patrick Mahomes run around and use the magic. And hopefully he uses it up in a couple of the quarters. But I think that's got to be the approach. Make Mahomes uncomfortable, and then Derrick Henry is going to do what Derrick Henry does. But the Titans can't get down. If the Chiefs start getting up, you know, 17-3 or something like that, that's ideal for KC. But I think this is going to be a close game. I'm excited. This is massive implications in the AFC overall, and we'll remember this game come December and early January.
That is Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports in Nashville, Tennessee, joining us on the show today to get you ready for Chiefs and Titans this Sunday in Nashville. Zach, always good catching up with you, man. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.